Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. We speak to Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wertish. He has been very busy and really hit the ground running here in the new year. Gary has been in St. Paul quite often early on this session. And one of the vital things will be education, as there are many new members in our state legislature.
Yeah, we are. I think it's about a third of the faces are new, you know, both in the Senate and the House. So, yeah, it's a lot of, you know, that's all part of it. You get a lot of new people, so there's, you know, some might know the issues, but, you know, at the same time, it takes a lot of time to educate them and meet with them and, you know, explain the issues that you're concerned about.
Wertish also already had a chance to testify on some issues in St. Paul.
Well, the one I testified beginning of the week, I believe it was, on a price gouging bill. Representative Stevenson's put one forward. And, you know, right now, you know, last year during the early stages of the pandemic, we had one large egg company that artificially raised the price of their eggs. And the attorney general, because of the governor's emergency powers, he was able to negotiate with them and get a settlement on that. But it's basically to put an anti-price gouging bill in place, put some guardrails around it to, you know, not only protect the companies that are selling the products, but also protect consumers. You know, if you have unexpected price increases through the supply chain issues, well, that's understandable. But when it gets to it, the whole thing is just to prevent, you know, somebody from artificially raising prices when they don't need to. And, you know, that happens very seldom. But, you know, it's just good to have some guardrails in place to protect, you know, not only the companies, but the consumers.
Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wertish joining us here this morning. And just to go off what Gary said, we're seeing a select few control a lot when it comes to business and also agriculture.
Well, it really does. You know, it's been one of the farmers, you know, we started a Farmers Union Fairness for Farmers campaign about 2 years ago already now, and really to try and bring attention to what consolidation has done to not only rural America, but, you know, to all facets of our economy. And, you know, as mergers keep going forward, and, you know, it reduces the competition in the marketplace, whether as farmers we see it, whether you're selling your product or buying your products. You know, there's less people to deal with, and are you getting a fair price for what you sell, or are you getting a fair price for what you buy? And, you know, we've seen it firsthand on the farmers, but it's really affected everybody. You look at, especially your small towns, as it's harder and harder for business to compete with the large big box retailers, and it's a struggle for the whole economy.
We're also seeing this kind of consolidation as well in other fields like the medical field. And Gary recently attending a town hall meeting with Attorney General Keith Ellison addressing a possible merger in the medical industry.
Yeah, the Attorney General is holding community sessions on the proposed Sanford-Fairview merger of the hospitals. And we certainly thank the Attorney General for holding these sessions. And, you know, I did attend, and I spoke out against it, against the merger. And, you know, a lot of it's the same concerns, you know, as you keep consolidating. And in this particular one, you know, it's just consolidating with Sanford. So it's kind of the same thing, you know. The real profit dollars will end up in South Dakota, you know, and not in our local communities. You know, can you, you know, it's kind of the same thing. You know, they promise you're going to have better services, and, you know, but that's not always been the case. And I guess with our healthcare, it raises a lot of concerns, you know, that we're losing more control of it. You know, you get into the rural areas, it's harder and harder to have a, you know, because you got less people living out there, it's harder for the healthcare system to survive. And, you know, there's probably some good points to it, but our concern is that, you know, we're losing more control and more options, and I guess that, you know, needs to be looked at very, very carefully.
Those in favor of such a merger usually bring up, well, efficiency and affordability as the two main factors on why this would be good.
Well, that's basically what Sanford and Fairview are saying. They can be more efficient. They can provide better services. But, you know, as a farmer, we've heard that so many times on other consolidation, and you know, it hasn't always worked out that way. So that is our concern, that, you know, it's kind of, we're going down that same road. And, you know, the one thing that was, one thing that is pretty real consistent with all that, the proposed mergers seem to always work out, or in most cases they work out for the companies that are doing the merging. Their profits usually go up, but the services and that aren't necessarily the same. And here, you know, we got the care of the patients. You know, if you're moving to more of a corporate model, usually the more corporate you get, the less care is for, in this case, would be for the patients. And that, you know, that's our concern over our overall healthcare system. We all depend on healthcare, and it's, you know, definitely needed, and our healthcare is too expensive. We all know that. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I don't think, I'm concerned that further consolidation doesn't really fix the real brunt of what we're dealing with.
Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Werdish joining us this morning. And when it comes to anything health-related, health care and affordable health care, that's brought up all the time. And Gary has really done so over the recent years. It's a big issue for those in agriculture.
Well, it really has, you know, and that's, you know, we've been raising that. I've been raising that issue for a long time already, because really, as farmers, you know, economies go, right now we have high commodity prices. So, the majority of the farmers will do okay this year, but our high input prices are just, you know, killing us. But at the same time, as a farmer, as your income goes up and down, the high price of health insurance is just unsustainable. When you have a year where you're making a profit, yeah, you can pay, but there's a lot of years you're just barely trying to, you know, barely scraping by to pay the bills. So the high cost of health care is just unsustainable. And, you know, unfortunately, it's been turned into a political issue. And, you know, we need to put the partisanship aside and try and actually figure out what can help. I know we've supported the Minnesota Care buy-in, you know, option for a number of years already, and I think that'll be coming up again this year. And basically the thing is, they're just to use the state's buying power to not only provide more companies, have more companies provide insurance throughout the rural parts of the state.
Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Werdish joining us this morning on CASM Radio. Gary also agrees a big win or silver lining or a positive is the work they've done when it comes to more local meat processing facilities and when it comes to meat processing education opportunities. And now we're also seeing some additional federal dollars available towards this movement.
That is, you know, and COVID really exposed the problems we have at our distribution system, food distribution system and processing. You know, we've gotten so consolidated. And it's more efficient for the large, like the meat processing plants, for the large plants to run X amount of animals through there versus a small one. Their cost of production of that plant is lower when you have that large of a system. But at the same time, we're vulnerable to not having a secure system. So, I mean, it's not only meat processing, but it's really throughout all of the processing. You know, if we can, we really need to try and rebuild smaller and regional processing systems to go along with the large ones. And there is, as you said, there are a lot of federal dollars being put out there to help entities go. And in Minnesota Farmers Union, we're working with the State College out of Staples and Wilmer to help. They both are doing meat training classes, and we're working with them to. We put in the order in December, I believe it was, for some equipment to help expand that meat processing system to work with the colleges. So
I mentioned to Gary, too, does he hear from a lot of folks who are trying to start their own business or operate? Are there a lot of hurdles or red tape also to somehow navigate through?
Well, obviously, there more than likely is. You know, a lot of times, I know it's some of the smaller, older plants, it's hard for them to upgrade because if they try and upgrade to get to an Equal to or a federally inspected plant, that can be a large barrier. Because I know of the one example, he was trying to upgrade, one particular guy in actually my own immediate area, he was trying to upgrade an old plant and decided that it was better for him to just rebuild a new plant in a different location, and now he's operating and running. So that can be a barrier, but, you know, you know, we all want a safe and food secure system, but at the same time, you know, some of the regulations can be a little tough.
Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Werdish joining us this morning on your Central Minnesota Farm Report. It's brought to you each and every Saturday morning by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon.